that you would say?
I like you testing me right now. Yeah, I've been kind of falling off lately, so.
Okay.
I know it's believing that he died for our sins. He is who he says he is. Mm-hmm. And you're testing me. Well, I like it, though. I like
well, it says we have to be ready to give an answer.
I know.
Everyone that asks. Yeah. So, let me help you out. I'll run through the biblical gospel.
Give me a hint. You got a hint.
Okay, so faith is what you're talking about. That's the first step. Faith in Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, death, burial, resurrection. We couldn't work our way to heaven. We needed his perfect righteousness to make a way for us. But you're missing some key points, and I'll start off. Repentance. Yeah. After you believe in Jesus Christ, his first ministry words are, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah.
We have to come out of the world. That's what a lot of churches aren't teaching. Yeah. You have to completely lose your life. Well, friends of the world are enemies of God, James 4:4. If you love anything in the world, the love of the Father is not in you, 1 John. So if we're at all attached to the world, we're not supposed to entangle ourselves in the affairs of the world so that we please him who called us to be a soldier. We're supposed to be holy, set apart people. Do you know what holy means?
Probably not the exact definition.
Yeah, it means set apart. It's kind of consecrated for the Lord. So we're supposed to be set apart from the world. And when we're willing to repent, lose our life, the Lord says you have to lose your life to find it. Lose our whole life. I had to lose my family, my friends. I moved states. I'm from Wisconsin. I lost my career. I lost everything for Christ. Yeah. We have to drop everything in the world that's holding us back from the Lord. But when you're willing to do that, he'll give the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. It says in Acts. He won't just give it to anyone. It's those who obey him. And when you have the Holy Spirit, you'll be led into all truth. You must be born again. That's another point that you missed in your gospel. You must be born again.
I have done that too. That's sad that I missed that.
Yeah. And then when you're born again, unlike a lot of the churches teach, you have to endure until your death or until his return. Even the Lord himself said, he that endures until the end shall be saved. So you have to endure in the saving faith. You have to hold it. It's a covenant. The Holy Spirit is an earnest of our expectation, so it's a down payment of our hope of eternal life. So you have to hold on to that hope. You have to hold on to that Spirit walking in his ways until your death. So I kind of want to ask you, do you think you're born again at all?
Can it be yes and no?
No, it's one way or the other. You're either a child of God, or unfortunately you're a child of the devil. You're a child of lies, right? There's only two kingdoms. Sure. Well, I will say there are only two kingdoms. Yes, if you're living for like entertainment, if you're living for the world, sports, Hollywood, whatever it may be, prideful fashion, your career, everything that's not God, God is a jealous God. He wants your whole life. He doesn't want an hour on Sunday. He doesn't want your 10-minute Bible study every day. He wants every minute of every day. So if you're not willing to give that to him, he's the one that formed you in the womb. If you're not willing to give that to him, he's a righteous judge. He'll throw you right in the pit because he wants people that will worship him. And I like to ask people, what do you think heaven's going to be like? It's going to be nonstop worship of the Creator who created us, who created everything.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to worship him now in this life and give your life totally over to him now, walking in the kingdom of God now, how will you walk in the kingdom of God in the next life for eternal life?
You won't.
So I want to ask you to go deeper into the Word of God. And the website that was on that card that my brother gave you is a great resource. My brother has a ton of articles on there. I ask you to test everything to the Word of God because we're supposed to prove all things and prove what is acceptable to the Lord. But a lot of the churches, and we stand out against churches. We actually stood out against this Catholic church just a few weeks ago. They're not teaching you to come out of the world. That's the big thing. You have to be willing to lose your whole life. And if you're not willing to count the cost and lose your whole life, the Lord doesn't want you. He's not going to have you. If you're still holding on to the world saying, I still want to hold on to my relationships, my family, my friends, my career, I just want to hold on to it, Lord, I'm not going to let it go. Then you're going to stand before him at the judgment seat. And he's going to say, why didn't you let that go? I was going to give you eternal life. You just had to let it all go. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. We make it heavier by holding on to the world and holding on to our sin. We have to drop everything. And I'm a witness, and my brother's a witness to the fact. My brother's a witness to the fact that when you drop everything for the Lord, His promises are absolutely true. He'll give you everything you need. He says, I'll give you 100-fold if you lose your mother, brother, sisters, houses, lands, whatever for my sake in the Gospels. You'll receive 100-fold in this life and in the life to come. His promises are true. It's all about your faith, if you believe it or not. If you believe it, you'll repent, you'll come out of the world, you'll drop your life. And we have, and what's awesome is my brother, if you contact him, send him an email, he'll get on the phone with you, he'll talk through everything with you. We want a Bible study with you. We want to make sure you're on the narrow path, because the Lord said very few are going to make it in. Not the hundreds and hundreds in the pews, in the church buildings, very few. I know maybe 5 to 6 people right now that are truly born again, walking by the Spirit of God and Spirit and truth, gave up their whole life. One of my brothers came out of the Hutterite cult up in Canada. He lost his whole life. You have to lose your whole life, and a lot of people aren't willing to do that. So,
okay, so I have a question.
Yeah.
What does that look like, and what have you seen now that proves that dropping everything was...
Well,
the promises
I'm born again.
What promises?
Yeah, the promises. My brother actually did an awesome article on that. If you go onto my brother's website, and my brother, if you reach out, he'll send you the article. But he has a whole article on all the promises God gives in the New Testament. If you're willing to drop your life, it's really no comparison. It's like, we're supposed to give up the few things in this life. Like, I had to give up my friends, family that wouldn't listen to the gospel. I had to give up my career because it was prideful. I had to give up my prideful fashion. I was a college graduate. I went for graphic design. I had to drop all of that stuff, lose my life. But the Lord will give you peace. That's the big thing. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So He'll give you peace because you drop everything. He'll give you His Holy Spirit, and He'll say, do 5 things for me. The 5 things that the apostles, the disciples did. And that's eating and sleeping, doing the bodily functions, working, fellowshipping with other saints, doing the work of the ministry, and studying the Word of God. Like, your life becomes so simple, and it's such an easy walk, but you have to give up everything. And it's an easy walk. You'll go through tribulation. The world will hate you. We come out here, we get hate from people that are claiming Christ all the time. They're actually the ones that call the cops on us most often when we stand outside of their buildings. Oh, yeah. Like, we talk to people in the gutters, like the homeless people and whatnot. They'll accept the gospel. They'll say, oh, thanks, man. Thanks for telling me that. I'll look into that. We go to the church buildings. We say, you're in false traditions, man-made traditions. Mark 7 voids your worship of God. And they'll be like, and they'll call the cops on us. They'll say we're hateful. They'll say we're bigoted. It's wickedness.
And that, I agree with that, though. I do believe that some churches have gone astray onto their own, goals rather than God's.
Sure. Yeah. And I came out of the Lutheran church for 21 years. I was a Lutheran. And then I came out of that church, and I was in Once Saved, Always Saved doctrine, trying to find my way around with false teachers online and all this stuff. But the truth is simply, and there's simplicity in Christ, the truth is simply God's Word. The Lord chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So He chooses the foolishness of preaching, like I'm doing right now, to save them that believe. He also chooses the simple things. He made His Word very simple to confuse those people that are trying to figure it out, wisdom, all of this stuff. You simply have to drop your life if you believe the Word of God. You have to lose your life and say, Lord, I'm willing to give every minute of every day to You, to do Your work, to preach Your gospel, to study Your word, to know You, study to show thyself approved before God. If you're willing to do that, He'll give you eternal life. But if you're not willing to do that, He's not going to give you eternal life. It's as simple as that. And we care about your soul. We want you to reach out. We have some brothers that would love to Bible study with you. We'd love to get online and Bible study with you. We want to make sure you're on that narrow path, because I thought for like 24 years of my life, I was born again. I wasn't born again. I was not on the narrow path. If you're outside of the Word of God, you're not in the truth. And I'll tell you, man-made traditions, Mark 7, I want you to read Mark 7. The Lord says, if you worship me in man-made traditions, your worship is in vain. Right? A lot of times the church buildings speak with their mouth, I love you, Jesus, I'll give everything to you, Jesus. Let's praise and worship Him 1 hour on Sunday. But then the rest of their life lived, it's all in the world, it's all the cares of this life that choke out the word. The parable of the sower. And we care for your soul. You need to come out of that. You need to repent of that. Because if you're not willing to repent of that, if you want to hold on to that fellowship, you're going to stand before the judgment seat. So that's That's what I have to give to you. I want you to study. I want you to go on that website. My brother has a ton of preaching content on there. Reach out to him. He'd love to get on a call with you. Love to email with you. Because we care about the truth. We want the truth. If you find something on the website that's like, I don't understand this, or maybe I understand it differently, reach out. If it's in the truth, we'd love to be corrected, love to be rebuked on it. We want the truth.
Okay, I got a few minutes.
Yeah.
What are some of the first steps that I could take in order to get to the right position to deliver the correct message like you?
Well, Jesus said, well, you have to place your faith in what Jesus Christ did. When you place your full trust in what the Lord did and you count the cost and say, I'm willing to give my whole life, the rest of my, whatever, 60 years, I don't know how old you are. I'm 26. The rest of my, like, 60, 70 years on this earth for Jesus Christ. When you're willing to do that and you're willing to lose everything for Him, including your life, including your relationships, everything, you start cleaning up your life. Because a lot of the deception in the church buildings is you can't repent of sin. You're just going to be a big old sinner for the rest of your life. You can repent of sin. And I was deceived in the Lutheran church. They told me I couldn't repent of sin, couldn't come out of sin. I want to ask you a question. What is, what sin can't you repent of?
I think my position on that, I'm not sure. He died on Friday.
Is it a
first day?
Yeah, you have to repent of your sin. Jesus said his first...
No, I mean, like, is the worst sin
the word sin?
Any sin.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So everyone's chosen sin at one point in their life. Or any sin will. Basically, God is a righteous judge. He's a holy God. Be ye holy as I, the Lord, your God, am holy. If you commit one sin, you're not worthy to enter into eternal life. So,
do you believe He's merciful of people that don't? They're on the right track, but they don't quite know.
That's why the way is so narrow, because the Lord gives all the truth in His Word. It's most of the time the people in the church buildings and the people that claim Christ, they're not studying the Word in its simplicity, and they're not willing to
get in that book.
They're not willing to give up their life. See, that's the thing. And don't spend all your time studying. Studying is really good. Study to show thyself approved, but you have to do it. That's the big key, is doing it. And that's what I didn't do my whole life until I started doing it. If you draw close to God, He will draw close to you. If you start saying, Lord, I'm going to give up this sin, I'm going to give up this sin, this is evil, I'm going to give up that sin, I'm going to walk in your ways, Lord, He'll draw close to you, and He'll give you His Holy Spirit, and He'll say, okay, I'll help you now. I'll give you a comforter, I'll give you a convictor, I will guide you into all truth. But you have to be willing to do it. That's the big thing. It simply comes down to reading it, understanding it, and saying, okay, I'll do it. It's as simple as that.
I didn't see anything.
So, we care about your soul. What's your name?
Blake.
I'm a Akuo.
That's a different.
That's what my brothers and sisters call me. Akuo. Yeah, it means to hear in the Greek. Because I heard the gospel. I actually heard the gospel. A street preacher was preaching, my brother on that website. And he was preaching the gospel, and I heard it. And I was like, that sounds right. And I dug into the scriptures, found he was right. Reached out to him. And it's all the end of that. I repented of everything, and I came out of the world. You have to be willing to do that, though. So.
Yeah, I'll admit, though, when you said, like, giving up your family and giving up all that, though, that sounds tough. Like, I love my family.
It's tough.
You know, I don't think they would never, like, turn their backs on me, though. My mom's way better than I am. But.
The Lord said the way is very narrow. Many are going to try to enter in, but few are going to be able. And what you said right there is what we hear from most people.
Yeah.
They usually come to us. They say, all right, I'm ready to serve the Lord. I'm ready to follow the Lord. But then, wait, I have to give up my family? I don't know if I can do that. Wait, I have to give up my career? Ooh, I don't know if I can do that. That's why the way is so narrow. Because the Lord wants everything.
If I were to give up my career right now, I'd be homeless.
Well, are you willing to be homeless for Christ? And do you believe His word when He says...
But see, then my mind goes to, what can I do if I'm homeless?
I can preach the gospel. What am I doing right now?
Yeah, but you're not homeless, though.
Do you want? So here's where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So in this life, if I continue on this track, if I endure in the faith, I'm sure down the line, people are going to start beating me up for preaching the word of God. People are going to start getting real mad because the times are getting darker. Am I willing to endure? Am I willing to endure and say, Lord, I'm willing to take that on? Because the Lord said, no servant is greater than his master. So you have to be willing to endure that. You have to be willing to be hated in this world. You have to be willing to lose everything in this world. He's going to give you food and clothing. That's a promise. He does that to the birds, to the fields. He said, oh, you have little faith. You have to believe that he's going to do that. But you're not going to be rich in this world. It's just one of those things where it's like, this is Satan's kingdom right now. Satan can give this kingdom to whoever he wants. And you see it in like the entertainment industry. You see it all over the place.
Yeah.
He gives it to the worst of the worst people.
Yeah, some people just get, you know, crazy famous out of nowhere, and it's like, that's
not worth it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying is, you have to be willing to, yeah, maybe be homeless for Christ. But you get eternal life, you get all the promises of eternal life. And I want you to reach out, email my brother. He'll send you all those promises if you're wondering what those promises are. And you have to be willing to count the cost and say, Lord, you know what? I'm tired of living for vanity. I'm tired of living for this life. I want to live for eternal life, because everything we see here, it's fading. It's going to go away. Your career's going to go away. Your family and friends are going to go away. Everything's going to fade, but what's not going to fade is the Word of God, His promises, eternal life. And we care for your soul, because this is just a pit stop on the way to eternal life. So, yeah. And we get people honking at us, thumbing us up, giving us the middle finger all the time out here. So
yeah, it goes both ways. You know,
yeah,
some
yeah.
Some people love it, some people hate it. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I really appreciate you stopping.
Yeah, of course.
And I want you to reach out, Blake, because we care about your soul. I heard the preaching.
I'm really glad that you guys are out here, because, you know, I thought that even a couple months ago I was in a good position. You know, everything was starting to get better, going right. And, you know, I fell off there for like last month or so, probably 2 months, and I really needed this. So I needed that sense of urgency again.
Yeah, drop everything for the Lord. His promises are so true. If you draw close to God, He'll draw close to you. He loved us by sending His Son. Now He's saying, do you believe it? And will you lose everything for it? If you're not willing to do it, but you have to be willing. We want to help you out. Reach out. We'd love to Bible study with you. We'd love to talk to you. We're going to be in the area for probably another year now. But we're traveling preachers. Yeah, so we've been all around preaching the gospel. My brother and another brother are down in Florida, or traveling down to Florida right now. They're going to be preaching down there at a bunch of festivals and whatnot. So we're sharing the good news all over. You can see the churches out here. Because we actually believe the gospel. We're actually saved by the gospel. So
I got to get back.
Yeah.
So reach out. Do you enjoy
talking? Yeah.
Dude.
It's good to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
Yeah. Reach out. We'd love to help you. You have to repent. Come out of the man-made traditions of the churches and read the card. Back of the card has a bunch of sins. Go on my brother's website. He exposes a bunch of the churches. He exposes a bunch of the sins, career, whatnot.
Your website is good for that information of like the misinformation that's out there.
Yeah. And what we say, don't take everything we say as like set in stone until you test it to the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the authority. We don't want you to just believe us for believing us' sake. Test it to the Word. If you see, wow, everything they're saying lines up, believe it, do it, and God will bless you for it. So, alright.
Alright, man. All right. Dude, pleasure to meet you. What was your name?
Kevin.
Kevin?
All right. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Take care.
Yeah, you as well. Come out of the world, follow Christ in spirit and truth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, but God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. You got to come out of your sin.
Yes,